I'm good.
Got it?
Yep.
Good morning. We'll call the May 9th, 2017 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing, we approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have one recommendation this morning. We can strike from the agenda executive session land acquisition as well as possible action on executive session.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Do we have any minutes? What were they, the minutes?
Yes.
I don't see. I'm sorry.
I must have given you the wrong paper. That would be April 25th.
April 25th. I knew I read something, but okay. We got minutes. So April 25th. Any corrections, concerns, or anything on those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt?
There's no correspondence here today.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. John has signed up.
The first guy.
You can pronounce your last name for us.
It's Matty Evans.
Thank you, sir.
Chief Petty Officer retired, by the way.
It is.
There you go.
Good morning.
Morning. My name is John Matty Evans, and I represent a group in Long Neck called Long Neck Strong. Okay. Okay. In light of the most recent robberies, some armed in the Long Neck area, and on behalf of our newly formed group, Long Neck Strong, consisting of full-time residents, seasonal residents, and businesses in our area, okay, we understand that we're in an unincorporated area which is outside of the municipality. In law, we are not governed by our own municipality. We are therefore administered by the County of Sussex and the State of Delaware. Our citizens and businesses want to feel safe in their own community. In Delaware, state police have unique responsibility providing local law enforcement in our incorporated area. Delaware State Police should provide community policing and protective patrols. As a community, we expect Sussex County and the State of Delaware to keep us safe and remind criminals that our community does not belong to them but to the residents and businesses. For approximately 10 years, we have reached out to our legislators to come up with a solution to fix this problem, which still continues today. The county accepts taxes, fines, fees, and other sources. They also accept new businesses to our area. The county worked with the state to ensure fire protection, EMS, and the 911 system. But at the present time, we still sit out on a limb, waiting for Sussex County and the State of Delaware for more police presence in our area. Over the last 10 years, our community has grown in leaps and bounds. We are reaching out to the county for your help so we can feel safe in our own community. There's been a lot more crime. I don't know if you've kept up with it. And armed robberies in the past couple weeks. People have been held at gunpoint. People have had a gun stuck in their back. Okay? And the police can't seem to just get there quick enough. You know, for whatever reason, okay. I know the county council pays about $2.2 million a year to the state police to provide 44 police officers, okay, for Sussex County. We don't see enough presence in the Long Neck, Oak Orchard, and Gola area. I mean, one brazen person hit the one gas station in Angola. Okay, and within 45 minutes, the guy at the one, it was a shortstop in Angola, okay, refused to give the money. Okay, so the person moved down to the Dash Inn on the corner of Long Neck Road and Y-24, and he robbed that one. You know, we've had the Walgreens, the Dollar General, okay, and the Kicking Chicken has been robbed 13 times in the last couple of years, okay? And a few other businesses that have been robbed. There have been people approaching parking lots, older people, you know, with drugs. There was a woman approached putting groceries in her car from Giant. And two guys, you know, are standing there smoking dope and say, hey, Grandma, you want to get high? You know? So we started our group to see if we could provide something as residents and businesses. You know, but we're looking for more help. You know, we'd also like to see if we could get the council maybe to put up some signs in the Long Neck area, Long Neck and Gore, Elk Orchard, you know, for a crime watch type thing. You know, if you see a crime, you know, call this number. I mean, we've created a website, longneckstrong.com, okay? And we've put up a form up there so that if people are afraid to contact the police if they see something, what you got to realize is there's a lot of retired older people down there. You know, I've pretty much been in Long Neck for 10 years, except for 2.5 years that I was chasing clinical trials up and down the East Coast, but we moved back last year, okay? And the crime is still there, you know, and I want to get a handle on it, you know? To the light side of a little bit, the crime has seemed to slow down a little bit since we formed our group. But we still need more police presence. I mean, I don't know how many police are signed there, you know? I hope to find out. We have a meeting with the legislators Monday evening, I should say, okay, in the Long Neck Elementary School on School Road, and with the Delaware State Police to see if they can provide some more information. You know, and you're all invited, or anybody that wants to come to that meeting, it's at 7 o'clock, okay, to see what they have to say. And, you know, we hope to have the captains of both. I've asked for the captains of both Troop 4 and Troop 7 to be there, plus any others we can get. I know Senator Pennyjohn, Senator Hocker, and Representative Ruth Briggs King will be there. So anything that you can do for us, you know, or provide us with information, we'd appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I would just, a couple, you could go have a seat, but a couple of things you mentioned, the crime watch. I know a lot of communities that has been a positive thing in.
Yes.
When you set those up in the community and work together like that.
Is it the same as Neighborhood Watch?
Probably the same, well, basic thing. Neighborhood Watch, crime, what you call it.
The Neighborhood Watch is in a lot of communities, and I know before when I lived here, I lived in Potnitz Bayside. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Tunnel, okay, at his cost, put up Neighborhood Watch signs. Okay, I started the Neighborhood Watch in Potnitz Bayside, and I also used to be the president of the Homeowners Association in Potnitz Bayside. So I know what we did for crime in Bayside, okay? I also know that there was a lot of drugs in there, and I also know that the DEA was actually living in some houses there, that the drug crime was so bad.
Sure.
So I used to be in contact with the DEA. What we haven't got also is the fact that we used to have a very good state police community liaison officer, mm-hmm. okay, Corporal George Comanche, and I can call him on the phone, okay, and reach out to him, and he's come to my house many a times, you know, to help the community. We haven't been able to get that established, which once again, hopefully on Monday's meeting, I can get that more established.
Sure, and they do have certainly somebody assigned that job. I think he retired, but I'm sure they're more.
They do have somebody assigned to the job, but the person is not responding to our phone calls.
Okay, well,
so we're going to find out more about that.
Sure,
you know, I mean, I know the state police. I'm not state police. I'm sorry. The sheriff's department has a person that handles the neighborhood watch. He is a retired sheriff's department. You know, if you don't know him, his name is Willie Nelson. Believe it or not,
Willie Nelson.
Yeah, that was his name. Okay. He surprised me at first. He's not related to the real Willie Nelson, and I've attended a couple of his neighborhood watch trainings.
Sure. Now, he's a sheriff? County sheriff?
Retired.
He was retired county sheriff.
Oh, retired. Yes. Okay.
Got it.
And you were correct a while ago in your some of your comments about certainly by state law, Delaware State Police has jurisdiction over any unincorporated area.
Correct.
In the state, mm-hmm. In the county for sure.
you know.
And this council does give over $2.2 million this mm-hmm. year
yes.
towards additional state troopers in the county, just trying to help. But obviously, the state police are controlled and mandated. They're state employees.
I understand.
We can't tell them, nor should we. We're not in that business. Tell them where they should be putting people.
That I understand. You know, the biggest thing is to make as many people sure. aware. Okay, we've hit all the newspapers. My name's been in the paper. We were on the Dan Gaffney show a couple of times. Okay, and there's a couple of the newspapers that are following it.
Sure.
You know, so we're out there.
But thank you for coming today. We appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, I appreciate you too. Thank you.
Can I have the information on the meeting? It's Monday.
At Monday night, 7 o'clock.
Monday night, 7 o'clock. It's at the
Long
Neck Elementary School. Okay. You can also go to longneckstrong.com, and it'll pop right up there. It'll give you the information. You know, there's definitely Senator Petty, John, Senator Hocker, and Representative Ruth Briggs King. You know, in fact, I have a meeting with Senator Petty, John, tomorrow morning.
Good.
You know, yeah,
because that's people to talk to. You're exactly right. They can yes. hopefully do some things in Dover to get whatever.
I understand that. I've worked with a lot of them before. I was also, you know, part of the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association, so I've dealt with Dover a lot of times. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One quick comment, may I? Very quickly. Right. I just want to make sure you know that you should be reaching out to Corporal Juanita Huey. She's.
We've tried.
You have. Okay.
We've tried.
And she's the one that's not returning a call.
Probably a dozen
okay.
times or more.
Okay. All right. Okay. Very good. Thank
that's
you.
The one. She's no George Comanche, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Okay. And I know George has moved on and he's got a promotion or something. I don't want to stop his career, but.
Sure.
You know, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Schultz.
Going once?
Tom Schultz.
Probably on TV.
Okay. Charlie Pollard.
Thank you, Tom Schultz. Appreciate it very much.
Good morning, sir.
Charlie Pollard. I own the Kickin' Chicken restaurants in Sussex County. I've been here since the late 70s, and this is my first council meeting.
And well, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm a man of few words. I pick my battles, and I am looking out to the council to hear Long Neck Strong, which I am part of that group. But I'm here speaking on behalf of my own self and my business. The number 13 robberies was used about my store in Long Neck area. Technically, it's 13 break-ins or robberies. So there was never a robbery. It was break-ins, windows smashed out, windows shot out, any number of things. And you can understand why, as a business owner, I'm frustrated. I have 5 or 6 employees that were set at that store were preparing for the summer. And I have to ask you, based on these armed robberies out there, if I were to hand you a list of my employees, which one would you pick to face a gun at work? I was not willing to make that choice. So I closed my business. It was an easy choice, but a tough decision, because there's repercussions when you close a business. You have income, you still have expenses with no income. So it's going to be a challenge to work through. Now, people have asked me, would you reopen the business if the climate changes in the Long Neck area? And I've had to really think about whether I would or not. And I'll tell you, I'm on the fence. I could fall one way or the other. I don't have an answer to that question. But I will tell you that the criminals in Long Neck live under the cover of darkness. They put on hoodies and black masks, and they're not afraid of anyone. They're insulated because of a lot of reasons, community watches, police, etc. In reality, it's my opinion that this problem does not belong to any one person or group in Sussex County. It belongs to all of us. We all are part of the fabric of this community. Council, County Council, in some way, owns part of this. Not all of it, but part of it. The state police own part of it. The business community, the residents, they all own part of the problem. So I would suggest to you that I don't have the answers to all of the problems. But I'll tell you, I'll let you know there is a problem. I suggest that maybe the answer begins in some sort of task force being formed. Representative from the county, state police, community, drug enforcement, drug rehabilitation. There's a lot of different facets of this problem that need to be addressed, and that might be a starting place. At one point, and I apologize for running over my time, you cut me off when you need to.
Go right ahead.
At one point in time, many, many years ago, Newcastle County realized that they needed additional police, and they formed their own police force. I don't know whether that's the best route for Sussex County or not, but it's surely something that should be discussed at some time. I want to be part of the solution. The fact that my store is closed out there right now and there's so much momentum to work on the problem, and I appreciate everybody's efforts, whoever they are, it makes me wonder whether by keeping that store closed, I'm becoming part of the problem. I'm that symbol out there that says, this community is worth giving up on. And I'm not a quitter. I've never been a quitter all my life. Ask anybody. I look for your thoughts.
Thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you very much.
American Legion Auxiliary Unit 28, are they here?
They're all around Teen Towns.
Are they here?
So you need to help work on drugs.
Okay, well, if they get in, we'll go back to that. We have a consent agenda, four items. Wastewater agreement number 889-2, Sussex County project number 81-04, the woods at Johnson's Corner, aka Fenwick Hamlet, aka Fox Haven Phase 2, Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Number two, wastewater agreement number 889-3, Sussex County project number 81-04, the woods at Johnson's Corner, aka Fenwick Hamlet, aka Fox Haven Phase 4, Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater agreement number 1011-1, Sussex County project number 81-04, Saddle Ridge Phase 1A of the Gosley Creek planning area. And wastewater agreement number 990-3, Sussex County project number 81-04, Ocean View Beach Club Phase 2B of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on those four items? Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few items to get to today, starting with a proclamation for Community Action Month. I have the proclamation here, Mr. President, to read, and we'll make a presentation upon the reading of the proclamation. Proclaiming the month of May as Community Action Month, whereas Community Action emerged from the heart of President Lyndon B. Johnson's 1964 proclamation of America's War on Poverty, where battles must be won in the field in every private home and every public business from the courthouse to the White House. And Community Action has put a human face on poverty for over 50 years by advocating for limited income citizens without a voice so that they may enter the middle class and reach for the American dream, replacing their despair with opportunity. Community Action has enhanced the lives of millions of people across America by providing essential life-changing services and opportunities such as affordable housing, economic development, health care, energy assistance, natural disaster relief, and recovery. Community Action already serves 99% of America's counties in rural, suburban, and urban communities, and because it is right, because it is wise, and because it is our hearts and minds, we believe it is possible we will conquer poverty in our lifetime. Community Action will continue to implement innovative and cost-effective programs to improve the lives and living conditions of the impoverished, continue to provide support and opportunities for all citizens in need of assistance, and continue to be a major voice of reason in establishing welfare system reforms. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the month of May 2017 as Community Action Month in Sussex County in recognition of the hard work and dedication of all Community Action agencies and First State Community Action Agency in the state of Delaware. Signed, Michael H. Benson, President. And I believe we have Ms. Trott here with First State Community Action Agency. Come down and get this proclamation. Thank you for being here.
Pardon?
tackling crime, aren't you? We're still here.
How are you, dear?
Get your pitch taken. I drew it.
See if I can find her.
I was going to text her. You going to text her?
Okay.
Huh?
Go ahead. I don't know what I got her under. Oh, there he is, dropped her.
Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes, certainly. Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of Bernice Edwards, our executive director, who could not unfortunately be here this morning, as well as our board and our staff of First State Community Action Agency, I want to personally thank you, the Sussex County Council, for your support of community action throughout the years. I'm proud to stand here as a product of community action agencies, the programs that they provide to help low-income individuals lift out of poverty. I can speak from personal experience, and I can testify to the great work that they have done and continue to do today. And thank you for being a champion and a great support to us. We really, really appreciate it. And I'll end it there. Again, thanks.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all you guys do. We appreciate that very much.
Bernice, we miss her.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. I will.
Yes, please
I certainly
do.
Will. Thank you.
Lost. Thank you. Next item is our Economic Development Director selection. Mr. President, I have a few words here to introduce our new Economic Development Director. I have a motion for the Council's consideration, and upon the motion, perhaps we can invite the candidate forward.
I don't see her, though.
I do.
I see him, though. Economic development.
Oh, economic development. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking. Okay, I'm one.
George is too far ahead. We're good though.
He's not a she. He's a he. That's right. Okay.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, that's better. I had him worried.
As council is aware, we began the search for the new economic development director earlier this year, from a pool of nearly 20 candidates. We interviewed and narrowed the candidates down, evaluating a number of factors, including education experience, familiarity with Delaware, and specifically Sussex County, as well as their marketing, branding, and negotiating skills. In the end, one candidate clearly stood out, and we are very pleased today to announce the selection of Mr. William F. Puff as the next Sussex County Economic Development Director. Mr. Poff brings with him more than 35 years of experience working in the local economy, first as a small business owner, and most recently as a business liaison through a statewide public-private partnership. Bill's experience will be an asset to the county in helping to promote Sussex County and attract newcomers to the region. Mr. Poff holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from York College of Pennsylvania, comes to county government from the Delaware Small Business Development Center, a cooperative effort among Federal Small Business Administration, the State of Delaware, and the University of Delaware. Bill has worked to assist hundreds of businesses by providing training, access to lenders, and developing marketing and business plans for newly recruited businesses, startups, and expanding operations. Those have included everything from early learning centers, restaurants, car washes, and other well-known Sussex County businesses, including the Dogfish Head Brewery and Vanderwind's Creamery. Aside from his professional experience, he serves on a number of local boards and committees, including as an officer of the Georgetown and Millsboro Chamber of Commerce, as a member of the Eastern Seals Advisory Board, and as a founding member of the Sussex Academy of Arts and Sciences. We are very excited to announce and introduce Mr. Poff to the council and to the public today as the next Sussex County Economic Development Director. I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the selection of Mr. William F. Poff to the new position of Economic Development Director for Sussex County with a start date of May 22nd, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Sir, please come forward. If you'd like to have a microphone. Welcome. Glad to have you. And you got your, what do you want to say?
Well, first, I would like to thank the council, the county administrator, and the entire selection committee for your support and consideration for my appointment to this position. As I'm sure many of you know, economic development is to a community as fuel is to an engine, and the life vein of every community is economic development. And I think as you drive around this county, you will recognize that economic development is alive and working. And I look forward to working with the council. I look forward to working with the Sussex County government family in supporting and promoting economic development for the citizens of Sussex County.
Thank you very much, sir. Good luck to you. Glad to have you.
I'm sure you can feel the excitement, because when Todd said we were excited, you just feel it. It's in the room.
George stays excited.
Thank you,
Mr.
Bill.
Mr. Austin, if we could, if Welcome. You could hold a second. I want sure. to move on back on the agenda to the 10:15 advertised public hearing.
Absolutely.
Proposed annexation of Lewis Crossing Phase 8. I assume someone's...
Yeah, Mr. Ashman is here.
Here he comes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. This is the time and place for the public hearing on the proposed annexation of Lewis Crossing Phase 8 to the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, the West Rehoboth area. We'll have a presentation by staff and then open the floor to public comment, both for and against. Any questions should be directed to Mr. Vincent. After all public comment, the public hearing record will be closed and council will then take action. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. This expansion was requested by Lewis Crossing Capital Partners, LLC, for a project known as Lewis Crossing Phase 8. Permission to post was granted on April 11, 2017. There was an existing connection available for the parcel. However, a prior phase of Lewis Crossing will provide an alternate connection point for this phase. The expansion will include parcel 334-5.00-222.01 and will consist of 19.53 acres, more or less. The project is proposed at 42 lots and will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,775 per EDU or current rates. The annexation was advertised weeks of April 24th and May 1st. Notices were posted April 19th. We have received no calls, emails, or letters either in support or opposition of the expansion.
What was the score? How'd they vote?
No vote. This no is vote just an annexation.
It's annexation. It's not a new part of it, just annexation.
Don't need no vote for annexation.
You do.
We vote.
We do.
We vote.
After the public gets their input to what they want to say, if anything.
Is there anyone here from the public that wants to speak in favor of the annexation? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to the annexation? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing record. Mr. Benson?
We'll close public hearing, close public record, and somebody got a motion?
Have a resolution.
Resolution, okay.
Short title. Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area, to include a property situated on the south side of County Road 23, Beaver Dam Road, parcel 334-5.00-222-01, located in the Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton? Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Now, Mr. Lawson, back on your agenda.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ashman.